before. The Commerce Department reports consumer prices rose 0.3% January to February. That was down from a 0.6 increase from December to January. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 150 points, the Nasdaq ahead 75 points. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be driving through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
There are three school districts here in Alabama that are taking legal action against the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, which is known as Meta, as well as other social media companies. The Tuscaloosa City Schools, Baldwin County Schools, and Montgomery Public School System have filed individual lawsuits against Meta, along with TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat, for the company's contribution to the mental health crisis among young teenagers. The Beasley Allen Law Firm is part of this lawsuit. Attorney Davis Vaughn spoke to WBRC News about the legal action, saying that these social media companies have known for years that its content and products are causing anxiety, depression, suicide, and disorders, especially among young female girls. Vaughn says the social media product lacks safeguards, age verification, and parental controls that would prevent the addiction from developing among the youth. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
The former CEO of Visit Dothan has reported to prison in Montgomery this week to serve his federal sentence. Aaron McCrade is now one of 401 inmates at the federal prison camp at Maxwell Air Force Base. McCrade was sentenced to 18 months in prison for bank fraud that was committed in the state of Iowa surrounding a music festival. McCrade then took on the job in Dothan with those federal indictments following him here. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon, served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
LG Tinted Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into this hour of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver. Scott will be back on Monday. Today, however, I am joined in studio with Allison Sinclair, back from Pigeon Forge.
Classy.
Pigeon Spring Forge break. Is fun. And Ann Eubank. Y'all girls are here. I guess Tuesday you'll be back in Montgomery.
Yes.
Even though you're
Tuesday or Wednesday probably is according to what's going on. I don't like sitting up in the gallery trying to watch them vote, because by the time it gets to the floor, it's a done deal. There's nothing you can do. So I prefer to be there on Wednesday when these bills come up in committee and you can actually see who's voting for what, to take it out of the committee or putting on amendments or how they interact with one another, and you can stop some things before it gets to the floor. But once it's in Alabama legislature, once it's on the floor, you can't, there's nothing you can do.
Hey, I vote a field trip, an Alabama Unfiltered field trip.
Yes,
on
please.
A Wednesday with Ann.
Okay, let's go on a field trip.
And we're going to go cause a ruckus.
And then as
Not
we
really.
Cause a ruckus, we can stop in and just, you know, hang out with the guys. It'd be great down there.
We had one of our people, not a local person, but one of the health freedom people actually got kicked out for causing a ruckus. People called the legislators and they were very angry that their phones blew up, and actually accused her of harassing the legislature and removed her from the state house.
Okay, that's the kind of trouble I'd like to get in.
That's the kind of trouble we get in.
But for now, how about let's go to the phones. Clark, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Clark.
Hi, hello, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
So far, I'm doing just fine. Hey, a couple things on the Trump indictment.
Okay.
Number one, the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall, needs to indict Donald Trump and have him arrested in the state of Alabama before he goes to New York. And I can think of two count things that he's actually guilty of. Count number one, he delayed the deep state permanent consolidation of power over the American people. And count number two,
is that against the law?
Well, you can arrest somebody for apparently anything now, so let's do
it. Okay, all right, let's get this straight.
All right.
We got it.
Count number two. He gave the American people hope that the dream could survive. This is what he's guilty of, and this is why the deep state hates him. Now, the next thing about this indictment, They missed the timing by 1 week. They should have done the indictment next Thursday.
What's next Thursday?
What's next Friday?
Good Friday.
What happened the day before Good Friday?
Monday, Thursday.
Now, I am not conflating Donald
Trump. Sounded like it.
Well, you just give me a minute, and you're going to say, oh, wow, okay?
Okay.
I'm not conflating Donald Trump with Jesus. I am conflating the abuse of prosecutorial power that the Pharisees pulled with the abuse of prosecutorial power, that's easy for me to say, that the deep state is using to get rid of political threats.
And who are the political threats? The Christian, conservative Christian groups.
The Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus threatened the Pharisees' political base. He was a threat to their power. And Donald Trump has threatened the deep state since he started talking about returning power to the American people. And this is how threats are being addressed.
That's a very good analogy.
One more thing before I hop.
Okay.
You were talking about the Johns Hopkins transitional surgery?
Yes.
Had any of y'all ever heard of trans before 15 years ago?
No, they were cross-dressers. They were just
cross-dressers. Now, but you hang on to that for just a second.
Okay.
Hang on to that cross-dresser thing.
I'm hanging.
20 years ago, there were kids that wanted to be God, and they dressed up with black clothes, put on white makeup, dark lipstick, etc., right?
Right.
Now, when they got to be 20 years old and decided they didn't want to be goth anymore, they could quit wearing black clothes, take off the makeup, and they were not goth anymore. They could go back to being them, couldn't they? If you wanted to be a cross-dresser, you could put on different clothes and you could be a cross-dresser, but if you decided you don't want to do that, you just start wearing appropriate clothing for who you were. If you go have transitional surgery, you can't go back to being you.
That's right.
You have made a permanent change, or someone's made a permanent change in you. So that's the difference between when people were seeking alternative identities several years ago to what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all get back after it, and look forward to the return of Scott next week, too.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Craig. Craig, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just loving it as I introduce myself to my comrades all today on the Great American Escape. So it's, you know, when people talk about this transgender thing, somebody said, well, do they understand? Yeah, they understand. The Democrats know this is bull, but they know one thing. Racism started dropping off as powerful as it was, so they needed something else. So they picked another minority group, the transgender group. All they're doing is getting us off track. This is chaos. This is confusion, and we fall for it every time because none of their children are getting turned into male or female. They don't believe in it, just like they don't believe in homosexuality, but they do to get them riled up against us. They're the puppet masters sitting there making us work. And we've got to understand who we're against. They are against us, and they've won the war. We're still in some battles. But until we do what the founders did, it's not going to matter because you go January 6th, you go Trump now, you go last night in Tennessee. Is anybody going to be arrested for busting in there and causing the chaos they caused?
No.
No. And Clark made a point a while ago, you know, anybody can be arrested for anything. That's not true. Only we can be arrested for anything because Hunter Biden's not in jail. Hillary Clinton's not in jail. Bill Clinton's not in jail. So see, like y'all said earlier, if we don't start fighting them the way they're fighting us, we're losing. And the thing is, if you do speak out, you can be arrested. The sad thing is, our local police have also turned that way. I always thought they would be on the forefront before us and say, you know, we just can't do that. But we saw it in January the 6th when they came and arrested people here in Alabama. So, and our governor allowed it. Our congressman allowed it. You don't hear Congress people raising Cain about our January 6th people. Why are they still there? Why hadn't our people went in and got them? So we're in a bad state. But again, let's focus on what they're really doing. And this transgender thing, that's just a made-up Democrat problem. It's never been a problem. They take mentally unstable people, just like they did with that Bernie supporter that shot the people on the ball field. But none of them incited that riot, but Trump incited a riot on January 6th. That's funny. Seems like they incited a man to go shoot. Seems like they incited a girl to go shoot last weekend. But that's okay because they did it. But we've only, and it doesn't matter because a lot of the Republicans are just on the side of the Democrats. They're just Republican by name. Because if we've got enough Republicans up there, if they all stood up, something could be done, but they're not going to do it. But I believe they live in fear as well because they can be taken out. They can be in prison because who's going to stop them if they arrest them? Who's going to stop them if they imprison them? Nobody.
Apparently,
until we
right.
learn to fight, we're going to lose. That's all I have to say.
You can hang up now that you've made all of us depressed.
I know. I'm sorry, but it's true. I've got three boys I got to leave here, and I'm not happy about it. My three boys are good boys. But when, you know, I'll be dead probably in 20 years, and they're going to be here by themselves, and I don't like that. They're going to have to fight this war. I want to fight with them because we live in a country that never should be where it is right now. This country has done so many great things across this world. I've been on mission trips, and, I, you know, that's why I can't stay. I've seen the truth. I've lived the truth. I've walked in these neighborhoods for 30 years. I know what's going on. I see it, so I can't be lied to. I hear the conversations. I see the actions. I've worked Brighton, Lipscomb, Midfield, Central Park, North Birmingham, Woodlawn. I've walked those neighborhoods for 30 years. I know everything. I've been there, so don't lie to me. But also, I've been on mission trips to other countries. I've seen how people live. We do a lot of great, the American people do a lot of great things, but our government doesn't. Our government is corrupt, but there's a lot of great Americans, and I hate to see us lose because there's a lot. There was a guy, one of the mission trips to Haiti under Obama. He looked at our pastor and he said, "What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing over there?" When Obama was president, he said, "What is going on in America?" Because they depend on us to help them. We provide for a lot of children in Haiti. We supply a lot for the kids in Guatemala. We've done a lot of work in Nicaragua, Africa, so many different places. And they're looking at us going, "What are y'all doing?" See, they see
I took a trip to Haiti. I've been to Jamaica, and I've been Costa Rica, Panama. I have been all over the Caribbean, and every time I come back into the United States, I kiss the ground because our children, in fact, that's probably a good place to send them. If these kids had to go and live like the children in Haiti, they'd have a different attitude when they came back home. I totally agree with you, but yeah, you're right. We are under a chaos theory. Yeah.
Yes. They know how to use us against each other until people start waking up. I just don't see people, well, do they understand? Yeah, they understand what they're doing. They're not stupid. And they have been running this game so well for so long. And, Obama, I'll never forget, under Obama, I started seeing things a lot different. And he was the steroid in their movement. They were smart. They picked him. And they were smart because, boy, he definitely made a difference. And we're seeing that today. So thank y'all so much, and y'all have
thank
a good
you
day.
For the call. It was a good call.
Very good call. You know what we'll do? We've got another caller, but wait till after the break, and we'll go get him afterwards. But so many good points made. I think the most important one that stuck out to me was this idea that it is chaos, and we're all at odds with one another, which if you read the Bible only as history, or you read it because you believe it, that is a tactic of the enemy, is divide, devour, and destroy, and to keep us at odds with one another. And as long as we're at odds, we can't do anything together. And that is a dangerous place to be. And I'm so glad that so many of us are recognizing that. And again, another reason to push back and fight with all we are. You know, that's the only option right now, is to put down the winsomeness that was so popular, like you were saying before the show started today, Allison, to put down the winsomeness, like, okay, that's great, be winsome, but at what cost and at what price? Because do we want people being like, oh, let's have sweet tea together and talk about it, or like, get after it? Because we're at the pivot point. We're going to pivot one way or the other. What way are we going to pivot? You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Clint, we'll get you right after the break. We will be right back.
Ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today. 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
If you have a craving for the best pizza in Montgomery, satisfy that craving at Pizza Perfect. They're famous for their all-you-can-eat lunch buffet that includes pizza, as well as spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10. The buffet is available Monday through Saturday for lunch and for dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In March, get $3 off any large pizza. Available for pickup and delivery. The best pizza buffet by far is Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get right to the phones. Clint, how are you today?
Good day, ladies.
Good day.
I agree with your last caller 100%. So, he made some good points. My difference, I never had sons. I got three daughters. So, same thing, though. But you're talking about John Hopkins. I believe before him, if you ever saw the movie, The Christine Jurgensen Story, that was done in the late 60s. And I believe that was the first transgender operation. So do some research on that one.
Was Christine the one that was the actress? It was a military person coming back from war and decided that he was a female?
That I do not remember. I was a young kid then when I saw it.
But look and see. Yeah, that's a great point.
It played at the drive-in. It's a black and white movie. And, I think that was the first operation.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Just something to look at. Yeah. And so... And one more thing, go Trump. This man's going to be okay. I voted him for twice, and I'll vote for him again. So, and this president we have, how much, he has how many months left in president?
Too many.
18 plus?
That was exactly what I was going to say. Too many.
Yeah. What more damage can this man do to this country?
Don't say that out loud.
I mean, my goodness.
We've got an echo chamber going on in here.
Okay. Have a good day, ladies, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Clint. We appreciate it.
You are right. She was in the U.S. Army and decided to come home and had her operations in 1952.
And paraded her around as the success and really kind of was the only one of her kind, and it wasn't until the little boys and they had their surgery that Johns Hopkins really got up and running, because it was still, as it should have been, a one-off that she went away and did her thing and that was it. But it wasn't. It became a whole movement that seems to be unstoppable, but I feel like telling people the truth of how we got where we are, or the fact that this Dr. John Money was a complete perv. The things that he did with the twins, and not only the twins, but other people. My hair is curly. It would straighten my hair. I mean, it is horrific. But we don't know enough about this. But to that end, did you hear that CBS executives, in regards to the transgender shooting in Nashville, as horrible as that was, they've decided that they're going to bar the word transgender from reports on the Nashville shooter.
Oh, all of a sudden, we can't talk about it.
No, we don't want to talk about it.
We want it to be everywhere and then nowhere when it doesn't serve our purpose.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
It makes me so mad, and this is something that Craig that called, so many good points, but I started thinking, because I have a 20-year-old, at Auburn, an 18-year-old that's a senior in high school, a 16-year-old, and a 14-year-old. Amy Beth, you still have kids in school, and some we have some in public school. And what they are doing to our children, and what Craig said is so true. It's they're making these things up, and it reminded me, as he was talking, I was like, this is exactly what human traffickers do in with grooming.
Ooh.
Our kids are being groomed.
Exactly.
They are preying upon the vulnerable kids. And if you have kids in high school, middle school, you see it. I see it every day. These kids that maybe are a little quirky, maybe aren't totally self-assured, maybe don't have the best home life. They just want to belong. That is the deepest need, to be loved, to belong. And the government and these activists and the left have swooped in with this, hey, we'll accept everybody. You can be whatever you want. You can be a cat. You can be a dog. You can be a wolf. You can be a man. You can be a girl tomorrow. It doesn't matter. We'll take you in. And they are preying upon these vulnerable kids. And I see it. And even down to just homosexuality or I'm bisexual, whatever it is. These kids are falling into that. And if we as adults in their lives don't give them truth and something more to hold on to, we can't expect anything to change. We are allowing, and especially in public schools, where at Oak Mountain High School, up until I called it out, you have a list, a transgender services resources list, right outside the counselor's door, just for you to go pick up. Okay, if that isn't just... The power of suggestion is strong.
Oh, yeah. At that age, absolutely. And their brains are just open to soak it up.
It is sad what we're doing to our kids.
It really is. Hey, we've got Charles the First of Dewinney.
Okay.
All right. Charles the First, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great, ladies. And how y'all?
We're good.
Well, I was going to talk about something else, but I guess I'll... Since you're in that subject matter, I think I'm going to take you to a whole other level that you haven't considered. By us allowing what has happened with the Pearson books and the schools and not becoming involved that we should have to begin with to stop this from ever happening, we put ourselves in a whole new position that you were just talking about with the kids. And Here's the thing. You're probably going to have a lot more kids with identity problems because this is being brought forth, right?
Right.
Okay. I want you to think about what I'm about to say. They see no, you know, I'm talking about the left, they see no way of like having someone come back from a gender identity problem. Once you've ever experienced it, that's what you are supposed to be, according to them, for your whole life. Now, right. Stop with that for a minute, and let's think about our own Christian idea of what to do in that situation. And a lot of it is put them down to a reprobate mind. In other words, to a large extent, we have nothing in place to help when they become that way because of what's happened. Are you following me, ladies?
Yes.
The church, at points, may not even want them to be a part of their congregation because of the whole idea of put them down to a reprobate mind. And if we don't have some change of heart and see that we can do something, then the persons that might be questioning that didn't even have the notion of it before we let this education get to them will have nowhere to turn to and nothing to do and no hope. Are you ladies following me?
Yes. Well, if we don't give them another option, then we have no hope of anything changing. And that's where society, the church, has to step in. It's exactly what you're saying.
That's exactly right. Listen, I hate to go. Feel free to hang on. But Charles the First, thank you for the call. You've brought up some outstanding points. We need to talk about it when we get back after this break.
Hi, this
This is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh my goodness, I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities. Whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family, we have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and Ann Eubank. Let's go back to the phones. Charles the First, you were making some excellent points.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for letting me do it. I mean, I've thought about it, and I haven't heard it from anybody, but did I not describe the situation pretty well there, Amy and Allison?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's Romans 1.
And with what happened with the girl in Tennessee, I think that before this, remember, we were all ultimately and always stating, and Scott would have too, that the girl was a girl. You got me?
Right.
We wouldn't have said anything else, but we flipped it. And when she did this, we all of a sudden changed the way that we speak of her. This is the same moment that the other side wanted to, you know, disassociate also. Have you got me? And on Scott's show months ago, I said there's never been a shooter that was a girl. And there's never been a shooter that was... Well, no, it's not bad, Ann, but what I want to get at here is something that we're all not thinking of, I don't think. We should still be thinking of her as a young lady. And in doing so, not change our narrative, but say that she's a young lady, not go with their flow of it. And in doing so, we should also look at the reason, like you're talking about the history of what happened earlier, Amy Beth, remember, with knowing the transgendered history. And I think that we should look at what would be the causation, ultimately, in a historical way of her life or anything. Now, she should never have done what she did under any circumstances whatsoever, but we should recognize, learn, find out from the perspective of this was a young lady that did this horrendous thing, what caused it. We should still be looking at it from the point of view as we would if it were a young lady, and not just trying to flow into calling her now what they flipped and made us call her. Am I making sense there?
Yes. You know, when you if you remember our discussion about the Common Core and the psychology of Common Core and the psychology of CRT and DEI and SEL and how SEL causes cognitive dissonance because that makes our children not know what's right and wrong, then you get these groomers, I think that's the best way to put it, because you can't call teachers that it's not always their fault, but there are groomers present that put the idea in the minds of these young people who are already on the cusp and not knowing which way to go, and they push them in that direction. And when you're not who you're supposed to be, you are going to have psychological problems and depression and thoughts of suicide, because I don't know who I am and what am I doing here and why do I feel so bad all the time, especially if those kids don't have a religious foundation of any kind, whether it be Christianity or any religion. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And I know, you know, I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking about what our children are having to deal with in schools. They are destroying the generations of kids that Americans are just standing by saying, well, what's wrong with the public schools? Well, that's what's wrong with the public schools. The government is teaching them how to be easily propagandized and do what they're told to do because they don't know who they are. They're not going to be able to stand and deliver because they don't know what they're supposed to stand on. Mm. So I think that has a lot to do with it in what's going on, and that's what we need to stop.
But, and we also need to see that there's going to be a rise in these things happening because of it being in the schools for this period of time that it has. And we have to make plans as far as a community and as churches, as a religious factor in this, how we are going to deal with what is going to be a bombardment, possibly, of this type of thinking. And you get what I was saying before, put them down to a reprobate mind, and you've just done nothing to help who were actually victims. You see what I'm saying?
In order to do something, we have to recognize, and not we, because the people in this room do recognize it, and obviously you do, that there is a problem. And I am telling you, the majority of people do not recognize what is actually going on.
That's really not good. And another point I wanted to make was about... And I think the president there of 1819 News kind of said it. We sit back thinking it's the end of times or something, and that we're just going to wait on Jesus to come and we're not doing anything. And ladies, Allison, Amy Beth, you remember that you had Rich Lusk on the Alabama Unfiltered. He described why we shouldn't do that, that we should seek Christendom, and that we should be doing that, and that we shouldn't even be putting in our mind those thoughts. And I'd love it if you guys had him as a guest, because I think from what I said, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He stated that very same thing, and I have never heard it articulated so well that it could have so much meaning for so many people. I believe he's also Cassie that calls in pastor.
And he also did.
He's also a member of the church denomination that was the one in Presbyterian, I believe. But I'd really love it if you guys had him on, because I've never heard anyone say it so well, to speak to these things so well. And I thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you, Charles. And I think something about Pastor Lusk that would be interesting to have on. There's a great book if you're interested in reading it, and I need to bring it for you. I've still got to finish it, but it's called Paradise Restored. And it really has to do with your view of the end times. Ultimately, what is your theology on that? Are you a, you know, premillennial? Are you postmillennial? And that is the return of Christ. Is, you know, how you view that is also how you're going to view the Bible. And is it going to be, we're just hanging on till he comes back and woe is me, this is terrible? Or it is terrible, but he tells us in his word, and most of the words in the Old Testament and the New Testament talking to us are about dominion, taking dominion into 1,000 generations. And so there is, you know, a call to battle. There's a call to action. This is not a book of apathy. This is not a book where we sit back and just, oh, woe is me. We can look at it, but we look at it clear-eyed, knowing that we've got our marching orders, and that is to continue on.
Right.
But I think it's very interesting, because he's, Charles is right. Pastor Lusk is the first one to put it in terms that you're like, oh, that makes so much sense. Because that was, it was really taught as theology really up until the time of the Scofield Bible. And then that is when people's theology moved to a pre-tribulation, that Christ hasn't come back yet. And we can get into this on another day when he's here. But it's a very interesting thing, is your view of end times has to do and will affect the way that you live right now. And but this book, Paradise Restored, is a great book at explaining it and helping to unpack that theology that, like I said, was common until very recently. So anyway, all right, look, after the break, we will talk about a couple of things. Chris brought up a few points that I'll wait a minute to talk about, but we were talking about what was happening in Nashville. And from a physician's point of view, he brought up something that we haven't talked about yet. And when he said it, I was like, oh, holy cow. Like, that's it. Like, that is a piece of the puzzle that really makes you furious and think, what in the world are we doing to these kids? So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you.
Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoke.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to hosts, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
When your home has electrical issues, your family's safety is your top concern. It's Trustworthy Electric's top concern, too. A local company whose technicians are prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
I think if you're looking for a vacation home, proximity to where you are should be one of the primary deciding factors.
Angelo De Paola runs the Coastal Connection Real Estate in Orange Beach, Alabama. We discuss trends in second homes, VRBO changes, mortgage rates, and more. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sky is so good. He's patiently, like, making sure that I see him because we're having, like, the show between the show every break.
Yeah, like, I learned the hard way a long time ago that alert your host and their people that the mics are fixed to heat up. So.
Yes, they are. So here's my question. There are two things that Chris brought up as we were talking about what happened in Nashville. Because there's this idea in media, and you noticed it immediately, that they not only talked about the transgender issue stuff, but then they were talking about holding vigils, and she became the victim. And it's a little bit of what Charles I was talking about. She became the victim. But ultimately, is this their point? He said, if a woman's not a woman, and a man's not a van, then this woman couldn't help it. She doesn't know what she is, so she can't be held accountable. Is that what they're going for? Is that what the media is going for in talking about trans and talking about her story and talking about that? Maybe she just couldn't help it because we can't define what a woman is anymore.
I don't know how that gives you a pass.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Hold on.
But if you're, he was saying if a woman's not a woman and a man's not a man and we have a transgender person who is a girl, but she thinks she's a boy, but you can't really define it, is that what's giving the media the ability to say she couldn't help it?
Well, all I know is that we are living out the consequences more and more each day of having zero truth in the world. Mm-hmm. And without truth, you descend into chaos. You look at the Roman Empire. There were no rights or wrongs, and it crumbled. And that is what we are watching right now. And until we get back, I mean, talk about insecurity. You're a teenager. You're growing up in this world, our kids are, where there is zero truth. Everything is subjective. Everything is based on your feelings. How do you feel today? I feel like a boy. I feel like a cat. By the way, furries are real. I laughed. A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, somebody in Georgia was talking about furries, and I was like, there's no way. No, they're real. Anyway, so now we're trying to affirm that people can be cats, y'all. And that is, you cannot develop well, healthily, in that kind of environment. And we are doing our kids such a disservice by just buying into these lies each day. And until we come up with and get back to truth, this is what we live in.
That's right.
And we don't have enough people on our side speaking up for truth because of the fear. And it's like Anne was saying, you know, Trump represents a movement. Trump is us. And he said in the beginning, you know, it's not me they're after, it's really you. And that's what our fear can do, because we all see ourselves. We are all one wrong protest, one you get out of line a little bit protest away from being in jail and not being able to get out.
That's right.
And they really have silenced us. So this, we got to get back to truth.
And the other thing that Chris brought up, and I didn't even think about this, is he said, we really don't know long term what testosterone is doing to the female brain.
Oh, absolutely.
We have no idea. Because if you look at this last several shootings that have happened, they have been kids who are transitioning. So they're taking normally not aggressive people and they're turning them into very aggressive people. But he said, this is the most horrific part of it, is that we don't even know what is going to do to these kids long term. 10, 15 years from now, what are we doing? And parents are willingly doing it. Schools are covering up that their kids are transitioning. Psychologists, psychiatrists are covering up that they're doing it. And we think that we're going to escape the consequences because we covered up what happened to the twins back in 1967. And ultimately, they both committed suicide because their life had been unbelievably tragic. But they went through 12 years. This boy went through 12 years of therapy. And here we are, willy-nilly. You feel like a girl or you feel like a boy? Let me give you some testosterone. Let's do some hormone therapy. Mm. That part, when Chris brought that up to me, I thought, oh, I had not even considered what's happening to their minds. Because it's immediately changing their behavior. Was this young girl aggressive before that? And I can say that as a 50-year-old. At 28, you're very young. Were you aggressive before this? Because most people say, no, she was just a nice, normal, everyday person. And here she is entering a school with weapons. And then you start looking back, and I think there were four other shootings, and they were all people transitioning.
Right. Denver, I had a list of them. Was it St. Louis, Denver? And I can't remember that. This one and another one. I think if parents don't find the bravery to get into their schools and stop this CRT, DEI,